Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Another dreary, rainy day here in Marion, Ohio. April showers hopefully continue on to bring May flowers. Well, what a morning we've got here today. You know, one thing I'm very happy about, and I really don't know the answer about to this yet, is that our phone technician came yesterday, because all week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we've been having some issues with the telephones to where we've heard like a crackling noise in the line, and they went through the line yesterday and even went into the basement and checked the line. So I think the lines might be working okay again for the first time this week, but I don't really know that because we haven't taken a phone call yet. But the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So I guess when we get our first phone call this morning, we will find out if the phone lines are fixed. So everybody who's listening to this program this morning, keep your fingers crossed, keep your toes crossed, keep everything crossed that our phone lines are working. And we have gotten rid of that, I don't even know what it was, distortion, crackling, I don't know what it was, but hopefully that is fixed now on this dreary Thursday morning. And by the way, the toll-free number that we have here is 740-383-9944. I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944. Linda Sims will be on when I go off today from 10:15 to 12 noon, and then Adam, the computer guy, from 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right, we're up and running here. Now, last night, I tell you, the allergies are up today with the rain we've had in the last few days. And for some reason, my allergies always hit in the throat. That's where they go. They really don't go anywhere else. They just go in the throat. Now, last night, Thunderbolt Patterson and myself took a trek along with Sean and Matt to Tony Paco's, famous Tony Paco's in Toledo, Ohio. And we had a bun signing there. And it really is an honor to sign a bun at Tony Paco's, because presidents have done it, people running for office have done it. It all started back in 1972 with Burt Reynolds when he was working on a movie in Toledo. We'll come back to this in just one moment. Let's hope this, well, I think we have a call. Maybe we have a call. All right, already we're having problems right off the bat. Now, that can't be a good sign. Well, this is very... Oh, man. Well, let's see here. Well, now, I'm not even sure we have a dial tone at all. Maybe we do. Hold on, let's check this out. Hello? Yes.
Well, it's I'm calling you. I'm getting the terrific static, and I called your house phone. It was pretty clear.
Yeah, it now it sounds worse than before.
Well, let me hang up and try again. Okay.
Okay. Oh man! Just when we thought we had the phone problem fixed, apparently we do not have the phone problem fixed for whatever reason. Boy, that sounds worse than it did before. Ay, ay, ay. You know, sometimes things just go the way they go, huh? Just one of those... Well, it is the way it is right now. Wouldn't we all like to know what is causing these phone issues? I certainly would. But I guess that's the way it is at this particular point. Okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I think at some point we're just going to have to use tin cans and a string to make calls. It's still there for whatever reason. It sounds like it might be getting better. Maybe. I don't know. As time goes on, I guess we will figure out what caused all this this phone issue. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So last night we went to Tony Paco's for the Big Bun signing. And again, that all started in 1972 with Burt Reynolds when he was working in Toledo on a movie. Now, I don't remember what the movie was, but he was working in Toledo on a movie. And I guess he went into Tony Paco's to eat, because Tony Paco's has been open since 1932. All right, let's try the call here again and see what goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I tried to call you, then your phone was busy. I asked Carol if anybody called, and she said no. Am I the only one calling in?
No, I can't. Yeah, right now you are, but I can hear you better.
Now better?
Yeah, it seems like some of the static did go out of the line there.
I feel I can hear.
Boy, that is just terrible.
Well, maybe somebody else can call in. Maybe it's on my phone. I take the blame for it, Scott.
Okay, thanks. Well, I don't know. I doubt it is his phone, because for some reason we have been having some kind of issue here with this telephone. And I have no idea what the issue was. Now, everything was working fine last week. I don't know if it's one of the lines in here. I really have no idea at this point what it's all about. But we will try to figure it out as time goes on. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the phone lines over here, and I'm trying to figure out which one is actually coming from the wall and why there might be some trouble. But we will try. We will soldier on this morning here. 23 minutes past the hour, and again, the phone lines are 740-383-9944. Let me turn this on here one more time and see what happens here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I tried to do it. God, I'm on the first. And still got it.
It does, and I think it's worse than before for whatever reason.
I'll lay low for a few minutes, and maybe somebody else will, but I think it must still be in your line. It's the same thing, isn't it?
It must be. It must be. Whatever cause it is causing that trouble.
You know, it's normal. Everybody gets something fixed, and it takes about two or three times to somebody to fix it.
Yep. You know what? I'm looking here, and it looks like the line is coming from somewhere. I don't know. You know, let me try something here. This is real technical radio this morning as we try to fix this problem with whatever's going on with the telephone. Let's see if this... Well, I don't think that helped the problem at all for whatever reason. You know, I have no idea what in the world that could be. Well, you know what? I'm just going to unhook the phone altogether and see how this works. If we just plug the outside line in, let's see how that works. Nope, still bad. And that's with the phone completely disconnected. So, whatever it is, we will hope that we can solve the mysterious phone problem at some point. Now see, now right there it almost sounds okay. Now, maybe if it holds there, we'll be okay. I don't know. We'll try at this point. We'll try anything. Again, 740-383-9944. Hopefully that gets rid of the crackling noise here this morning. Anyway, we went up to Tony Paco's last night and had a really good time. Thunderbolt signed one of the buns, and it will forever be displayed at Tony Paco's on the wall, now being a WWE Hall of Famer, so we had a good time, good food, good endeavor there. Everything was fine. Let's give this a try one more time. Go ahead, caller.
Well, this is one more time, but there's no cackling to it.
It's a little better now. It doesn't sound as bad as before.
I think you might get through your program that kind.
I might make it. Jury's out at this point.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a little better than it was before. Now, you know, here's the chronology of this telephone thing. Everything was fine until Tuesday when I came in. And then Tuesday, we had this crackling on the line. And it was bad, but it wasn't horrible. I could still hear people. And then yesterday, it got better. It seemed as the day went on, things got better as far as the phone line went, so that was positive. But today, for whatever reason, it seems to have gotten worse, and that's after the technician came. So I don't know what happened there. I guess that's the way we're gonna have to work it this morning, is with an interesting phone line. Isn't that funny how things you think you're gonna come in and everything's gonna be fixed, and you come in, and everything is certainly not fixed, to say the least. But regardless, we did go up to the bun signing. It was a lot of fun. Tony Paco's always has great food. They had, I had two of the Hungarian hot dogs, which are famous up there, and some French fries. And then at one point, they made some nachos. And I guess, it's my understanding, somebody had ordered chicken nachos, and these were beef nachos. So they came over and said, well, would you guys just like the nachos, because the kitchen made these wrong. So we took them, and you know, those nachos were really good. I don't know that I had had nachos from Tony Paco's ever, and it was just delicious, delicious food. So anytime anybody can drive 90 miles up to Toledo, I think it's going to be a good experience for everybody or anybody who goes up there to Tony Paco's. And it was nice to see Thunderbolt get to sign a bun and get his name on the wall up at Tony Paco's. You know, we've been up there for many of those bun signings now. Buckeye Guy signed a bun. Ted Williams signed a bun. Mary Ellen Withrow signed a bun. So this was either our, it seems like I'm forgetting somebody, but this was either our fourth or fifth bun signing up there in Toledo. But it's always a good time. So that's where I was last night, and I think we're still coming off the fun of last weekend. You know, on Monday, on Tuesday, I really did not get a chance to talk much about anything besides the eclipse. And I just want to go back and clear up the eclipse thing, because I did talk to a few people on Tuesday about what they thought about the eclipse, because I really had not seen a whole lot of people after the eclipse. And, you know, most people thought the eclipse itself was a cool thing, and I would have to agree. I think the eclipse itself was a very neat thing. It was fun to see for those 4 minutes. It was neat how it turned darker outside, kind of looked overcast. I thought that was great. But I think what, and I don't even know if it was a letdown, I think it was just the hype of the news. And everybody seemed to feel that way, that, you know, all this stuff that was supposed to happen with cars and people coming in and hotels being full and roads being blocked, that didn't happen was the problem. It's nothing to do with the eclipse. The eclipse itself was fine. It's just that the media hyped everything up to a point to where people thought the world was going to end. And clearly the world did not end. We're all still here, and we're all having a good time. So that's my last little bit of the eclipse. I like the eclipse. I thought the eclipse was fine. But the hype around it seemed to be the big problem. So that's my story on the eclipse here today. And again, phone lines are open. We will try to take phone calls and see how they go through the crackling in the lines here at the station. I might be able to get you on the line long enough to hear a question or comment at this point. about anything. But that's where we were. Now, back to this past weekend's events. I think the, well, maybe we're getting a call here. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
No, I'm trying to tell you my experience with you. I talked to our son over in Cardington, and most of the family was over there, and he's got Martin houses, and our grandson was there, and he said when the total eclipse come, the Martins were out flying around and everything. When it come, they all went into the Martin houses, and they was there the whole time, the total eclipse. As soon as the sun broke, they all come out and was out flying around. So I thought, well, that was a thing to find out. I've heard about that, but I'd never seen it and witnessed myself. So our other son, he was over in the western part of Ohio, and at a campsite there and out on the pontoon boat. He said, Dad, I was fishing there, and I was up front, and the two, him, his friend, and his wife, and Ronnie's wife was back on the boat, and there was a bumblebee come flying around, and his wife was one of them things. Now, she ought to be a member of PETA because she don't kill nothing. If it was mosquito bitter, we should pick it off of her and let it fly away. But anyhow, getting down to the source of the thing, she took a piece of cardboard, scooped it up, put it on the arm of the chair, and that thing didn't move off there during that that particular part. And as soon as the crack of the sun come up there, that thing took off and flew away. I got one more for you. Just down here on Smeltzer Road, I got a friend that's got some chickens, and about 15 chickens. He said, Ted, when that thing took place right there, him and his wife and somebody else was there, and he's got 15 chickens. They all flew up into the chicken house and went to roost. So that's my story on the animal effect on that. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Now, it seemed as if during that phone call, for whatever reason, the static seemed to get a little less. I don't know why. I don't know why it got better as the phone call went longer. But we'll deal with it here this morning because that's what you have to do when you're doing a live program. And again, the phone lines are open 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. Maybe the longer we use the line, the better the situation will be. I don't really know how telephones work. I never worked for the telephone company, and I knew some people who worked for the telephone company, but as far as how lines work and things like that and what caused distortion in the lines, I really have no idea. So that, for whatever reason, it seemed like the longer the call went on, the better the call quality got. It seemed like so. If anybody else wants to call in, we'll continue to give it a try here. 740-383-9944. You know, before I get back into the trip to Philadelphia and New York, there was a city council meeting on Tuesday. Let's take the phone call here, and we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
I left out one segment about the cliff. When Ronnie was over to the west part of Ohio on the lake, he said that Daddy said that eclipse after the halo ring was around it, Scott. He said he looked into the water. The water got real calm and quiet, and he looked into the water, and he could see the reflection of that in the lake. Now, that was pretty cool. I never heard of anybody announcing anything like that, you know what?
No, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. So, yep. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. No, I can imagine seeing that reflection in the lake. That would be a beautiful thing to see. But it sounds like the line's getting a little better the longer somebody's on the line. I don't know. Maybe we have to burn the static out of the line by talking on it. In any event, there was a city council meeting on Tuesday night. Now, I did not get a chance to attend the city council meeting on Tuesday night because Thunderbolt has been here in town this week. So I'm not really sure what happened. But if anybody did go to that city council meeting or would like to report back to the audience here about what happened on Tuesday night, postponed from Monday night because of the eclipse, they can certainly give us a call and fill in the gaps on what's going on in the city. 383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and let us know what in the world is going on at City Council. With all of the issues that we have been talking about the last few weeks, everything with the service director, everything with what's going on with the auditor, I really don't know how that's all going to end, and I don't know if a lot of people attended Tuesday night's City Council meeting. As I say, I did not get a chance to, but it would be interesting to hear what happened at that meeting, and did anything of substantiation happen. I did attend the meeting 2 weeks earlier, 3 hours and 25 minutes. What was the meeting like the other night? Was it another marathon meeting? I don't know. But I wonder what happened. So if anybody knows, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There certainly has been a lot of talk about things going on in the city of Marion. And I don't know. My contention on this whole thing is still the same. I don't know in general how many people really care. Which is, maybe that's not the term to use. Maybe it's not that they don't care. They just can't attend the meetings. And if you can't attend the meetings, it's kind of hard to know what's going on. So, I don't know. Are people worried about what's going on with the service director? Are people worried about what's going on with things in the city? Are people worried about anything that's going on right now in the city? I don't know. The auditor, which continues to be a thing? I really don't know. All I know is there was a city council meeting Tuesday night. I haven't really heard anything that came out of that meeting. But if anybody would like to share, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you would like to have any more follow-up to the eclipse, which we've talked a lot about this week, please feel free to do that as well. The eclipse was something else, that is for sure. You know, I can only imagine what it must have looked like to see the eclipse reflecting off the water. Anybody who was near any water who got to witness that, I bet that was a very special thing. I wonder if there were any proposals on Eclipse Day. I wonder if there were any anniversaries made on Eclipse Day. I wonder if people did anything that was special just because it was Eclipse Day. Because people tend to do that for whatever reason. People tend to do things that maybe they would not do on another day just because it's an out of the ordinary event. I don't know. Haven't seen a whole lot of that. Saw a whole lot of pictures of the eclipse, but as far as anything else, not really. Nothing of any substantiation. You know, somebody was telling me that the people you spent the eclipse with, what, that was a special thing. I don't know. I don't know if that's a special thing or not. Maybe. I spent the eclipse with a lot of people over at Steak and Shake. I guess that was a special thing for me. I enjoyed it. But, you know, it's not sticking in my mind. Do you notice how funny it is that once something happens, it's just gone? You know, it doesn't take long for us to forget things. It really doesn't. It's I don't know why that is. It just does not take long for us to forget things. Something happens and then we go, oh, okay. And we move on to the next thing pretty quickly. We're still working on these phones here, I'll tell you that. By hook or by crook, we're going to get these phones fixed here. Let me see here. Now I'm sending somebody a telephone number, so they will be able to, hopefully, fix this problem. Because heaven knows, how do you do a radio program without telephone lines, especially when you're here alone, in any event. So, this is where we are. Any thoughts on City Council? Any more thoughts on the eclipse? 40 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you one thing I do have a little pet peeve about. How many times can the newspapers print a picture of the eclipse or stories about the eclipse? It was great. It was once in a lifetime. It was fine. But how many stories do we need to see about the eclipse? I think by this point, we have all seen it on television. We saw it in person. I don't know that we need to see it on the newspaper over and over and over and over. But if it sells newspapers for them, good for them. What can you do? So, now, back to the trip to Philadelphia and the trip to New York. Because on Saturday, after the Hall of Fame, which was on Friday night, we ended up going in to the city, New York City, Manhattan, on Saturday. Carrington, Matt and I, went into Manhattan. And boy, did we have a great time going into Manhattan. I had not been there in about 3 years. So we go in, and I'll tell you something interesting. The traffic in Manhattan on Saturday was not that bad at all. It really wasn't. And I would have to say that the traffic in Philadelphia was probably worse on Saturday than the traffic in Manhattan. We even found a parking space without having to go into a parking garage, which is very odd. So we got into Manhattan. And the first thing we did is we went down to the Plaza Hotel. The kids had never been in the Plaza. So we went down to the Plaza Hotel and took some pictures in there. And there was some kind of a tea going on. Some kind of a tea. I'm not sure what it was. But there was a lot of nicely dressed people in the lobby of the Plaza Hotel there right next to Central Park. And we took some pictures in there, and I think we even did a little taping in the Plaza Hotel. So that was a lot of fun. And then we left the Plaza, and we went down to Rockefeller Center. And they had never been to Rockefeller Center. And we went up to the top of the Rock. Now, the top of the Rock is an observation deck on top of Rockefeller Center in which you can see the whole city. And I'll tell you, to be outside on a crisp April night, looking at the whole skyline of New York City, Empire State Building, and every other building that's lit up in New York, that was really amazing. That was a lot of fun. It was truly exciting to be up there. Then we got on the subway, went back down, got on the subway, because Carrington wanted to go to Soho to look for cookies, because this girl has a tapeworm. I'm telling you, the girl has a tapeworm. She will eat all day long. So we get on the subway. We go down to Soho to this cookie shop that she wanted to check out. We went inside the cookie shop. She bought some cookies. I don't know. I can't remember if she ate any of the cookies or not. I know she did not share any of the cookies. Let me put it that way. I know she never shared any, but she did. Purchased some cookies down in Soho. Then we got back on the subway, and we went back into New York, Upper Manhattan. And where did we go at that point? We went some other places. Well, I know we did go back to Rockefeller Center. I think that's when we went to the top of the Rock. And then we went down, and we had dinner at Tavern on the Green. Now, I had never eaten at Tavern on the Green. Now, Tavern on the Green is the legendary restaurant in New York that is in Central Park. And I'll tell you, Tavern on the Green has some great food. You know, it's a real ritzy ditzy type of a place. But it is one of the most unique places in New York, I think, that you could ever eat. Because you're in the park. So there's all this greenery around you, and it's not very loud in there at all because you are in the park, but it's also surrounded by all these skyscrapers. And pretty much the whole restaurant, Tavern on the Green, is surrounded by windows. So wherever you sit, and you're always at a candlelight dinner. So we were at a table with a little candle burning, and it was dark. It was probably about 8 or 9 o'clock when we got there. And it's just such a weird juxtaposition to be sitting in this restaurant in New York City in the park, surrounded by Central Park, which is all this greenery, and that when you look up, you see all of these skyscrapers. So Tavern on the Green is such a unique place. It was just really, really a lot of fun. It was great. So that was my trip to Manhattan. If anybody has any questions on that, we can certainly try to see if the phone lines are going to work. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we'll see if the phone lines are working here. But a ton of fun in New York. Spent the entire day there. And I think it was Matt's first time in New York, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Carrington had been there before, but I don't think she had been to those places. I don't think she'd ever been to Tavern on the Green. I don't think she'd ever been to the Cookie Place. I don't think she'd ever been to the Plaza Hotel. I don't think she'd ever been to Rockefeller Center or Top of the Rock. Rockefeller Center, for me, is the place to be. Because, you know, it's where NBC Studios are. And it's just an historic building. You know, I believe that's where NBC Television and NBC Radio used to originate many, many years ago. And when you're up on the top of the rock, there's an antenna up there. Now, I imagine that is, it looks like an old antenna that is no longer in use. Now, I imagine that's from the old NBC radio days. So it goes way, way back to the beginning of broadcasting. So that was kind of cool. So a lot of fun in New York, without doubt. Now, getting a message here. I think it's a special thing because it will be a core memory, a once-in-a-lifetime event, for example. My kids will always remember where they were during the eclipse. Now, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe that's what the eclipse was all about. See, I don't know. Will it be one of those lifetime events that people always remember where they were? I mean, usually in tragedy, we remember where we were. Like 9/11, unfortunately, and the people who lived during Pearl Harbor. Now, they always remember where they were when those events happened. But I don't know, will the eclipse hold that kind of weight? You know, it's hard to say because it's still fresh in our mind. It's only been 3 days. But I don't know. I really don't know if it will hold that type of weight. Maybe it will. Maybe people will say, I know, I remember where I was when the eclipse happened. But as time goes on, will those memories fade just like everything else? I don't know if it'll have that kind of impact on people. I mean, obviously, if you asked me where I was, I would be able to remember it. But will it be an impactful historic event? I don't know if it had that kind of impact. Because usually things we remember are unexpected. And certainly the eclipse was expected. Heaven knows we talked about it for a year. What do you think? Do you think that's it? Do you think because it's a core event, people will always remember where they were when the eclipse happened? I don't know. I really don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that's what it is, that's good. I certainly don't think that's a bad thing at all, but I don't know. I really don't know if that's what it is or not. It's very interesting to talk about it. Even though it's over, it's interesting to talk about it because it seemed to have a greater impact on some people than others. So, that's the way it is. Let's check the phone line here and see if we're making any progress, as they say. Well, We still have static, clearly, but it does seem maybe a tad bit better, as they say. Boy, I'll tell you, never have so many people labored on something so simple you would think to fix as a telephone. But we will continue to work to try to get this thing operational and up and running the best we can. For whatever reason, we're having the phone issue. I don't know. The Eclipse, if you enjoyed it, I enjoyed it. I would not say that I didn't enjoy it. So I can't say that it wasn't enjoyable, and I wouldn't want to say that. I just don't know if it'll have those core event memories. I don't know. Impactful forever? Maybe. I think it was just a good day, is what I think really what people will remember. I think the fact that the world just kind of calmed down for a minute. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm a diehard. I'll talk about it.
Yeah?
I'm a diehard. Talk to you about it if you want me.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. You're talking about the Marion Star. Well, I got one. I got three of them when your picture was on the front page and you prefaced it. I got those on file. And then when this Eclipse thing comes, I got a great grand. And so I bought three of those. And so she's 2 years old now. And when I presented to her mother and father, she'll be able to grow up with that and know back in her younghood. And I also talked to people from my age, clear down to younger than your kids. And they all, and the ones that they thought was magnificent, their language and their stuff, they thought it was awesome. So that's what they thought, the general public. So when they get the general public thinking of how awesome it was, it isn't going to be forgotten about, because it's a period of time, like what they say in this area, I don't know what it's all about area, but in 100 years it'll happen again.
Yeah, I think 100, I think 2099, something like that, I think that's what I heard.
That's enough to me, 20, that's going to be a long time. And the other things, like the attack on the towers, why, yeah, sure, that's going to be an impact to anybody that has been for me ever since that happened. And then take the blizzard here in Ohio, in our area and stuff, when you had that, that's always talked about if you want to talk about it, but the people just don't talk about it, you know. It isn't that it's going to be blank in a memory. I think it's going to be with you forever, because our parents and stuff, they talked about the Depression. That was quite an incident, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was.
And we still talk about it today on the news and stuff, the way our money and stuff is, correct?
Yep.
So that's not forgotten. And so here I am, 41, the Depression. I wasn't born yet, you know, and I can talk about it because I hear so much about it and stuff. So I just thought I'd put my chime on that, Scott, that I think things that people want to remember and stuff, it's easy to forget, like you said. You don't hear nothing about it. It's easy kind of forget. You don't talk about it, per se, but if the word's brought up, kids that was our age and our kids now 60 and 56, why they know about that blizzard is out there shoveling snow.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it will have that kind of effect. It's kind of hard to tell because it's only been 3 days.
Well, so, you'll never will know, because when it gets now, like you, when you're 93, you'll remember it, won't you?
Well, I will, but I wonder in a week if people will still say, be talking anything about it. Because like after 9/11, people talked about that for a long time, a month, 2 months, 3 months.
Well, you haven't talked to too many people right yet either. either I or anybody else. Anybody else all over the world. You know, if you've got people all over the world and all over the United States and stuff, whatever area that they could see partial of it or this or that, they'll talk about it, surely.
Yeah.
That sky's up there a long ways and shows up over all globe, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and if it ends up being something like that, I think it's good. I think any memory like that is a positive.
It is good, and you couldn't do nothing about it to stop it or anything else, and it continue. That's the great thing about the wonderful world we live in.
Yeah, so we'll find out, I guess, as time goes on.
Well, I hope it keeps going on, Chuck.
I hope so, too. Thanks. Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe it will have that kind of impact on people. I don't know. You know, I've also found that a lot of people with events like that, it ends up being a bad memory, unfortunately, because the people they were with, as time goes on in your life, maybe you have an argument with that person and you're not around them anymore, so you think, well, I spent that once-in-a-lifetime event around somebody who I'm not so happy about or happy with anymore. So that's how life works, I guess, as time goes on down the road, but... It was an eclipse, and we did talk about it for a year, and I think it did excite some people, so it was what it was, and, you know, I hope that the people who really enjoyed it, enjoyed it. I hope the people who were really in anticipation of it, enjoyed it. I hope that I enjoyed it. The eclipse itself was very enjoyable. It just... The hype might have been too big. You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about hype? You know how when, let's say there's a big, what's something that's big? Okay, let's say at the Popcorn Festival. When you know a band is coming that you really want to see, and you think about it, and you're excited about it, and you take time off work so you can go see it, and the date gets closer, the date gets closer, the date gets closer, and the more excited you get, the more excited you get, the more excited you get, and then you show up to it, and maybe not too many people show up, and it's kind of an empty room, and maybe because it's kind of an empty room, people aren't, it doesn't become as memorable. I don't know. I think that, again, the media just played very hard on the idea that this was going to shut down roads and traffic and you weren't going to be able to find a place to stay or park and the stores were going to be mobbed and all that sort of thing. And I think that would have been a memory. Certainly on top of the eclipse itself. Here you have the eclipse and here you have all these people and you can't go down the road and... Holy moly, that would be something you'd remember. But because it didn't happen that way, after people had said it was going to happen that way for so long, maybe that will dim the memory of it a little bit. Now, we'll all remember the eclipse, and heaven knows we'll all have the pictures of it to remember it forever. But will it have great significance? I guess only time will tell. If it has great significance... good, and if it doesn't have great significance, you didn't miss out on anything, because most people, I think, that day were watching the eclipse. That is for sure. So, that's the way it goes, and you know what? Here's the way we go. We're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds, and hopefully the phone will continue to get better as the morning goes along here on WGH Talk. Who would have ever thought in 2024 we would still be having things like phone issues, especially the week of the eclipse. Maybe the eclipse knocked the phones out. Hey, that'd be memorable. I'd remember that forever. We'll be back in 15 minutes. You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electrician.